a ministry confirms a wave of persecution in Iran, time's running out for Bible translation aircraft, and a Ugandan Bible project marks the halfway point. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton confirms a wave of national persecution of Iranian believers.
Many other Christians in several different parts of the country have been detained by the police, interrogated, and then released. The interesting thing about this is it seems very widespread across different Christian groups in Iran. So it seems like a very concerted effort to put pressure on the church in Iran.
According to VOM sources, this new action is coming against Christians who are meeting to worship God in the privacy of their homes. Most governors are denying there's any form of discrimination in their provinces, but Nettleton says,
we do know that the church is growing at just an incredible rate in Iran. Christians are being very bold in their witness. They are witnessing in public parks. They are doing some great work to get the gospel out. The results of that are that the church is growing. Unfortunately, it seems to have gotten the attention of the government as well.
Next, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon vehemently condemned Sunday's bombing in Afghanistan that claimed 30 lives, injuring dozens of others. While they're concerned, the attacks didn't affect the operations of CURE Kabul International Hospital. CURE's Dale Brantner.
Our work in Kabul just continues to increase. In fact, we had targeted this year to do 250 cleft lips and palates, and I think it was just last week they had already met that. And so CURE just continues to increase, actually.
Brantner says they have a personnel need which requires sacrifice.
While we do appreciate people that can come across for, say, 3 weeks or 6 months, you know, what really Afghanistan needs are for medical professionals that end up sensing a call to that region and make a commitment of years.
That builds trust, allowing them to talk in life-changing ways. You're listening to Mission Network News. Time is running out for JARS aircraft supporting Bible translation. The current aircraft, Cessnas, run on avgas, a fuel that's growing expensive and scarce. JARS President Jim Akhavenko says the new Kodiak planes are the ideal missionary aircraft.
We've been in on it from the beginning, so we have had input into field readiness. You have newer aircraft, less maintenance, more capacity per flight. You have fuel availability, which means you don't have to wait for fuel to arrive from the producer, and you have the option to do the ministry you want when it's called for.
Akhavenko says without the Kodiak, translators might not have access to remote regions, slowing translation work.
In Vision 2025, we want to be into every language that needs a Bible translation by that year, and there's a couple thousand of those remaining at least. And so instead of a 2025 theoretical goal, we would have something like 2150, and that just seems unacceptable to us.
JARS, an affiliate of Wycliffe Bible Translators, provides technical support for Bible translation. Meanwhile, World Bible Translation Center has raised more than half their goal for the Ugandan Bible Project. The First Lady of Uganda asked them last year to help get all school teachers a Bible. The country's education laws allow daily Bible reading during school. They just needed the Bibles. When finished, more than 8 million people will hear the word every day. The First Lady is thankful for WBTC's work. She believes this is a strong stand against Satan as he tries to destroy families. And Rick Warren, the author of The Purpose-Driven Life, will be speaking at the Baptist General Convention of Texas. The founder of Purpose-Driven Ministries will be speaking on his peace plan. It's an effort to get the church to lead the way in eliminating things like illiteracy, poverty, and AIDS. Time magazine named Warren America's new people's pastor. The convention will be in October. Pray that his vision will capture the hearts of Christians who have a desire for change. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on stories we featured on our broadcast today or would like to support this radio ministry financially, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also give safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org and receive a special gift. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.